Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire. Perhaps not. There are two kinds of people. Those who believe us. And those who continue to enjoy being lied to. If you prefer a comfortable lie over the cold, hard truth, perhaps you should turn this off now. If not, you're one of us. Thank you, conspiracy soldiers.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Julio. He just got off of work.
Yep.
It's October 19th, 2024, 5:09 a.m. Another Forefathers episode. Julio's got a new background. It says, I'm not Haitian, but I'll eat your kitty. I like that. And it's got a little palm tree. Yeah, I guess there were trees like that.
It's an island, bro.
Yeah.
In the tropics.
Oh, yeah. We used to climb those. They got mango trees, all that shit. I remember eating fucking mangoes out of the trees and shit.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. I sometimes I talk about how I grew up in Miami.
Uh-huh.
We used to walk everywhere because my parents didn't have a car.
Yeah.
Or we would ride the bus. And, dude, like, you would walk, like, for blocks. And it was just, well, parks or just areas with trees, you know?
Yeah.
And there would be mangoes, like, on the floor. There would be, like, all sorts of fruits, like, just hanging. And, yeah, people would eat them.
Well,
and
yeah.
Now, you know, like, they pave all these fucking places and make parking lots and shit.
Right. Now they got fucking 5G towers and shit disguised as trees. What the fuck is going on in this goddamn world?
You ever see the one that's south of Airport Highway?
No.
No?
I hate going out there. I don't like going to Airport Highway, and I hate fucking Sylvania. The traffic sucks.
It does. They have they need more lanes in their streets, I think.
Fuck, they got too many lanes as it is. There's just too many goddamn people. And too much shopping and shit right there on Central. You know.
So if you're going south on, what is that, 23, and you pass Airport Highway, if you look on the left, there is a 5G tower disguised as a tree.
Oh god.
And it's been there for a long ass time, dude.
Does it even remotely look like a real tree or what?
Once you see it, you can't unsee it. but yeah, nobody ever believes me. And then I tell them, you know, like, drive by it. And they drive by it and they're like, holy shit, that is weird.
Right.
You know, like, why are they trying to disguise it?
So you told me I forgot to put the shit on YouTube last week, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
I went to YouTube.
Oh, I guess I just forgot to hit the button. So I was reading about gypsies. So there, where would you, if you had to guess, where would you think gypsies came from?
Like, other side of the world?
Like what country?
They would be brownish people.
Well, they're basically just nomads, but way back in the day, they came out of like northern India.
Yeah.
Like 12,000 of them at the beginning. This was like in the year 430 AD or whatever. And the funniest part was this. Let me scroll down here. So they fought. So originally, they got, wait a minute. All right, I can't find it. Fuck it. But anyway, they used to carry around one of the emperors or somebody fucking gave them like a passport to carry around that nobody could fuck with them. And then as time went on, some of them didn't have that, and so they just fucking wrote a fake one from the Pope. And it said, give these people food, money, and beer. So, I don't know. I thought that was funny.
That sounds like, damn, we should be gypsies.
Right.
It's all we want.
Yeah, but nobody cares about what the Pope thinks around here. That was over in Europe. This all happened in Europe. So they went from, they migrated from northern India up into Europe. And supposedly, all the Europeans hate them because, like, they will, you know, one of them will act like they're reading your fortune and their kids will come pick your pockets and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I don't know what goes on over there. We'll have to talk to the general about it.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
So here's a list of actors, musicians, and other notable figures that are part of the Romani or the Gypsy origin.
Right.
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, because they used to be like performers and shit, some of them. You know, It's basically like a homeless person. I mean, let's be real.
It's like a circus thing.
Yeah, they're nomads.
Like a carny.
Yeah.
Yul Brynner, which is a Russian-American actor and honorary president of the International Romani Union. Django Reinhardt, a Belgian jazz artist. Kusteppeli Erdin, a Muslim Roma who called himself the king of all Romani people in Turkey. Rob Howell, an English footballer who was the first famous Romani man to play for his country's football team.
When they say footballer, they mean soccer.
Yeah. Federico Garcia Lorca, who's a Spanish poet who wrote the Romancero Gitano, which is the gypsy ballad book. I'm actually familiar with that author. I'm surprised I never knew.
The only ones I've known is Yul Brynner and Charlie Chaplin so far.
Michael Caine, Elvis Presley.
What?
Bob Hoskins. I know. Pablo Picasso, Natalie Wood, Tyson Fury, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic, which is a soccer player.
Tyson Fury. I just watched one of his fights the other night. I don't fucking like that guy. He's kind of an asshole. And he wound up losing, too. He was fucking showboating and shit, and he wound up getting his ass kicked by a dude that was half his size.
Yeah, I always thought that, like the movie Aladdin, I always thought that he was a gypsy.
You mean Kaepernick? I always, me and my one black buddy, man, I always fuck with him and call Kaepernick Aladdin because he likes Kaepernick. I don't know if he even does. I think he just fucks with me and tries to piss me off.
Yeah, some people troll us like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, you been watching any football?
No, not at all.
Here's a leaked clip of me watching football. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but it'll be on the air.
Come on, you motherfucker. Oh, shit. God damn it. Same shit. Same shit, different day.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. I got that on my fucking machine now. I'm going to I'm going to use that. I got a bunch of clips. Now, I know you heard some of these already. But have you heard about all these black people that are like turning on Barack Obama because he was talking shit like, I'm disappointed if you don't vote for her because she's a woman. Like, get the fuck out of here.
You guys are just not ready to have a female president.
Right. Well, you're not ready to have a female wife, so what's the fucking difference? All right. First, I'm going to play Trump, right? Where he was actually, I'm going to play this one.
I used to think shit. The Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods.
I almost fucked up. I almost forgot to share. Actually, it wasn't almost. I did forget to share. I started playing it for a minute. All right, here we go.
I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods. But then I met Tim Walz. Well, I'd better wrap up because Mayor Adams told me earlier that I needed to make this one very quick, especially the city has reserved this room for a large group of illegal aliens coming in from Texas. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Does anybody know it? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me.
Nobody laughs.
The major issue in this race is child health care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. Just keep him away. That's a nasty one. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. It looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
Fucking Trump, man. Roasting people.
I'm sure he didn't write those jokes, bro.
Right. You know, of course, that's how they do it. All right, now talking about these black people that are going off on Obama. Here's one of them.
Hey, Barack, let me tell your bitch ass something, nigga. You gonna tell a nigga who to vote for? You acting like this bitch motherfucking Rosa Parks. You acting like Kamala motherfucking Harriet Tubman or some shit. And even if the bitch was, you still ain't gonna tell a nigga who the fuck to vote for, nigga. You know what I mean? You better not to vote for this bitch. She did shit for us, like when she been in the office, like you did for us. When you was in the office, she did shit for us, huh, nigga? Yeah, nigga, we MAGA all day, nigga. We vote for Trump, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck the Democratic Party. Fuck Kamala Harris. Fuck all y'all as a staff, as a record label, as a motherfucking suit. And if you want to be down with the Democratic Party, nigga, fuck you too. CNN, fuck you too. MSNBC, fuck you too. George Clooney, fuck you too. Tom Hanks, fuck you too. Nancy Pelosi, fuck you too. God know all you motherfuckers. MAGA gonna make sure all you motherfuckers don't grow. You can't see us and be us. Hey,
I like that.
Yeah. I got one more. This is Stephen A. Smith from ESPN. I can't believe that. Doesn't Disney own ESPN? He still works for ESPN, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah. No, he does.
I can't believe he was allowed to do this shit on air. Or maybe it was on a different show. I don't fucking know. No, it looks like the
Before
show.
Before I go any further, I want you to hear exactly what this man had to say.
I'm speaking to men directly. Part of it.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Respectfully, President Obama, what you said is not acceptable. Is it possible that the only reason some black folks may not be inclined to vote, or they may be a bit disenchanted, or dare I say may even be willing to go as far as voting for Trump, is it possible that it's policy as opposed to misogyny, inflation, the cost of living, the price of the gas, the price of groceries, that don't matter? Immigration and our borders. And this belief that there's an elevated level of sensitivity towards them, as opposed to black folks struggling, if not starving, in this country. Yes, that plays a role too. When the mayor of New York was talking about $53 million in prepaid credit cards for immigrants who came across our borders illegally and having prepaid credit cards for them. And I said, wait a minute, black folks been starving for years. We ain't get that. You don't think they notice?
Before I go any
Yep. Doesn't it sound like he's...
It's been interesting to see the reaction from the black community towards Barack Obama.
I know, man.
After that speech. I mean, there was already a solid group of black people, I think, that were going to vote for Trump. But I think now it's definitely more defined, and I think it's grown a lot. I mean, they're even making rap songs about it.
I used to hate Stephen A. Smith. I'm not going to lie. And I probably still yeah, that's what I was going to say. I probably still, he's not. He's just kind of I don't know what
it
is about
face.
It. Huh?
I don't like his face.
No, it's the way he talks for me, but he just, he acts like he fucking knows everything, but at least that time what he said was somewhat intelligent.
Yeah, check out this video. This is one of those rap songs I was telling you about.
Mean what you say and say what you mean. It's either black or white, no in between. You ain't gotta lie just to kick it. I'd rather hear the truth. I could go without the fiction. Huh? Mean what you say and say what you mean. It's either black or white, no in between. You ain't gotta lie just to kick it. I'd rather hear the truth. I could go without the fiction. Huh? Kamala was locking us up. Trump was freeing them when them politicians speaking. I ain't believing them. You either real or fake. It's all love or hate. They start saying that you change when they can't relate. I ain't trying to debate, cause I don't care what you think. I'm on point so bad, I got no time to blink. There was days I was thirsty, nothing to drink. Now I got more ice than a hockey rink. Shots ain't scaring us, you ain't fearing us. Back against the wall, got me feel like they daring us. Push it to the limit, give a fuck about a ticket. Tense on the beat. Shout out to my man, Anthony Constantino. We gotta come together and unify as one nation. President Trump, you got love in these streets.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, the song wasn't great. He's not really talented. I don't mean to put him down, but
like the mixing wasn't great.
There wasn't no music in the background, was there? Was it like beatboxing or some shit?
That was a sick ass beat, bro.
I couldn't hear it.
You're too white.
Man, all I used to listen to was rap, dude. Ghetto Boys, NWA, all that shit.
We're going to have a wrap-off.
Maybe with legs and eggs, we'll fucking rap.
That's what I was about to say. After you sing Walking in Memphis.
I don't know what the fuck that's about. I hate that song. I'll sing it if they want me to. Like I said, I got to get fucking hammered.
We will have to film that.
Right. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. So did you hear about keeping on the subject of Obama? So, we talked about Gaddafi a couple of times, right? The president of Libya that got killed.
Right.
That was under Obama. Did you know that now in Libya, you can buy a black man for $400? So by killing Gaddafi, Obama brought back slavery.
Nice. $400 U.S. dollars?
Yeah.
So like a servant?
Yeah, a slave. It's I don't know. It's kind of interesting, you know, like that country was doing well under Gaddafi, and because he wasn't, you know, sticking with the World Central Bank or any of that bullshit, you know, like they had to take him out.
Right. That's the way it goes, man. That's what happened in fucking Ukraine in 2014. Now look where we're at.
Fucking faggot they put in there.
Yeah. A little cocksucker. Zelensky?
Yeah, I hate him.
Of course you do. Everybody does. Unless you're a fucking retarded liberal.
There are retarded liberals. People won't be able to see this, but I think you'll get a kick out of this one.
All right.
But this is a video. Remember when people were driving around in their cars wearing actually, they still are. They're wearing their damn masks.
Yeah, I got people at work that still fucking wear their mask.
Yeah, these people are driving in their own car by themselves, windows rolled up, and they're wearing a mask. It's just fucking nuts. But this is the new trend. I'm going to start doing this shit. This is a guy walking down the sidewalk, and watch what he does. You can tell people what he does.
He had a seatbelt. It's hard to explain. He's wearing a... He's wearing like a harness, and every once in a while he'll just put his seatbelt on while he's walking. He passes a cop. And he puts his seatbelt on.
The cop over there in the cruiser is dying laughing.
I mean, it's so absurd because he's walking by the cops, and he's like... Like, he gets scared. Like, he's riding in the car, and then he puts on the seatbelt.
That reminds me. Did you hear Tony Cody was on the General show? Mm-mm. Yeah, I listened to it the other day. So, in New Hampshire, they're the only... You know, the New Hampshire motto is live free or die, right?
Cool.
They're the last state that doesn't enforce seatbelt laws. You know, so it's like, it's totally libertarian up there. But I didn't know that. I'm kind of shocked by that, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's like if you want to, of course you're going to tell your kids to put their seatbelt on. You know, but I don't know. I've been through a couple of windshields. I'm pretty sure if I had my seatbelt on, it probably would have fucked me up worse. That kind of impact. I went through a fucking windshield. What would have happened if I had my fucking seatbelt on? Because I walked away from both of them. I don't know if I would have if I had a fucking seatbelt on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just talking shit. But it should be up to you what you want to do. And if you wind up dying, well, you didn't have your seatbelt on. You know what I mean? Why do we need the fucking government to fucking look out? It's fucking stupid. All right. Hey, I got this other clip. I know I play Bill Burr too much, but this is him on Bill Maher's podcast. You know who Bill Maher?
No, doesn't sound familiar at the moment.
He's the one that's got the, he's the liberal, he used to be super liberal, but not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's late night like talk. Hair. Yeah, he's a fucking homo. But here. Bill Burr was on his podcast, and he just fucking roasted his ass, man. I can't explain it here. Listen.
I'm one more reference away from taking this mic off and just walking out. Mainly, I fly commercial.
Well, you're an idiot.
What is this? If I don't agree with you, I'm an idiot.
Well, I look good. That's the difference, is that you were
do
wearing,
look good.
You're wearing
you
sneakers.
You're going to throw that in my face. You look like a fucking defendant. You look like you're trying to beat a drinking and driving charge.
One reason they are prima inter pares among rock gods is that they, that's Latin for first among equals.
Don't you save that for your parties when you're wearing your smoking jacket? That's what that Bill Maher is really smart. He just said prima paravartis.
Your wife must be a saint.
Because you're such a victim right now. There's so much shit about you that's funny that you're not even trying to be funny. Your whole fucking outfit is hilarious. You're dressed like that, like you're going to sing Splish Splash, I was taking a bath, with your stupid little slippers that you're wearing.
There's a very simple solution to all this problem in the Middle East. Stop attacking Israel.
Hey, you
stop
just solved
attacking
it.
Israel.
You just
I did.
Solved it.
I actually
there
did.
There you go. That's fantastic.
I'm the one who's actually brave on this.
Pat yourself on the back. Let's go to Russia and the Ukraine. How do you solve that one, Bill?
This is why this is not your thing.
Make some
this
hard noise.
This is my
it's
thing.
Not your thing. It's what you.
It is my
it
thing.
It isn't your
this
thing.
This is not your thing.
Listen, you're like that guy that has a fantasy football team and thinks he's a fucking GM. No. Like, why am I fucking listening to you like you've done something? What have you done in Washington? Nothing.
I had a ball.
I had a great time.
I hope so, because
you're my favorite smarmy person in this business. I'm one more rep.
That's awesome.
I know a lot of people don't like Bill Burr, but I don't know, man. I don't agree with everything he says, but I think he's all right.
So did you hear about the first lesbian ship commander from New Zealand?
First lesbian ship commander from New Zealand?
Yeah. On her first outing on a $125 million Navy vessel, she runs it aground.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Or is that a joke?
No, I'm dead serious.
In what country?
New Zealand. I'll share this. Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
She's got like a fucking crazy look and everything. I wouldn't get on that ship.
Yeah, I got a new show for y'all.
Hey, what is that, a battleship? Yeah, go ahead and play the video. This is New Zealand. It's one of the, I think they got five boats. It's a battleship, New Zealand. Well,
caught on fire, huh?
Well, it went aground and caught on fire and
wow,
it sunk. The reason why I'm talking about this
sank?
Yeah, it sank.
It went underwater.
That's crazy. A battleship, right?
How do you sink a battleship?
Well, I'm about to show you. The first lesbian commander of the Navy in New Zealand, I think.
Well, that explains a lot.
Well, maybe she's not the first. I'm pretty sure they
she's got to be the first.
I mean, to be a commander of a boat, though.
Well, good for her. Let's give her a round of applause.
First gay lesbian.
No, just first lesbian.
Both of them. I don't have to say gay, she's lesbian.
Right, let me read this article. Look, December 2022.
Wow, commander, man.
Yeah, see how old this article is?
Mm-hmm.
Look, today Commander Gray took the helm of the RNZN's dive, hydrographic, and salvage vessel based at Davin Naval Base in Auckland. Look, it is her first ship command in a naval career and started in the United Kingdom in 1993 as a warfare officer.
Okay.
Her service as a warfare officer ranged from working on aircraft carriers to frigates and mine hunters. In 2012, Commander Gray and her wife Sharon moved to New Zealand after falling in love with the country during a camper van holiday. The most obvious thing to do was to join the Royal New Zealand Navy.
Fall in love. You know, there's an orgy probably. Jesus, what is this?
Yeah, that's her.
Why is she smiling so hard?
She's happy. Look at all the medals she got. That suit looks loose as hell on her.
Yeah, she need to act like she's been here before. Show some discipline.
Right. And this is the end result. Show that video. She was the commander of that boat.
She burnt it to the ground.
She was the commander.
That's all I'm going to show on that one.
Are those, what's it, the Hodge twins? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they make fun of her smile later. They continue to make fun of her, like, how big she smiles.
I know, she was, man. She was cheesing it.
She's really gummy. Like, yeah, she's got big gums.
Right.
I that really grosses me out on people. I would rather not see you smile if you have a big gums. So I had a couple different jobs during the pandemic. I was kind of like bouncing around, just kind of doing my own thing. And so I worked with people and like I met them and started working with them when we had to wear masks. And then came the day where they relax, you know, like the laws a little bit, and they take the mask off, and I'd see them for the first time without a mask. And I'm like, God damn, you should just put that mask back on.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, you look better with a fucking mask.
All right, I got to pause it real quick.
Yeah, me too.
Beer run. All right, we're back.
You see that rocket that SpaceX or Elon's company's launching and then catching?
I heard something about it. I don't really pay much attention to that shit.
So it launches. This is the most powerful rocket since the Saturn V, which is the one that took us to the moon. And it's got 33 Raptor engines, and it's pretty cool. So it takes off kind of like those other rockets that he's got, and then it comes back and it lands by itself. But this one, instead of landing on a pad or like on a boat out in the ocean, this one comes back and lands, I guess, on a pad, but it never touches the pad. It gets caught by these two arms from a tower.
Yeah.
So everything's really synchronized, which is kind of cool. But there's been some speculation that it was all faked.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So what year was the Saturn V? Are you talking about 69 or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember, I went to that museum, that aerospace museum, to see the SR-71 Blackbird, and they had a Saturn V rocket engine there. And it's huge. It's ginormous. Like, it's kind of scary. And my daughter made fun of me because I was afraid to stand underneath it. Like it was connected to, you know, to like rocket fuel or anything. I'm just thinking, like, if I stand underneath that and that thing turns on, I'm toast.
Right.
Yeah. But I got to talk to a guy, like an old guy, a retired aviation guy. And I asked him, I'm like, so how come they say that we can't make this technology again, that we don't have the tools? He's like, because every part in this engine was made by hand. It wasn't made, you know, using CAD designs or 3D printing or computer-aided technology. This was all done with one of those slide rulers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You mean, yeah. Oh, fuck, I can't think of the name of it right now. You're talking about a square.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so each of those engines was handcrafted and unique and individual. Now we do shit, you know, to make it all identical. And so that's why we don't have the cool technology to do it again. But in this video I'm going to share with you, there's people saying that it was faked because there's people at the rocket launch, and they're being filmed, and you can see in their phones that there is no rocket. You're like, what the fuck is going on? I don't get it. But it's kind of interesting. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. But hold on. I don't know why the fuck this thing is blocking here. Here we go.
Good day, everyone. It's Karen B here, and I just wanted to make a quick video pointing out some discrepancies I saw when looking at videos of the latest SpaceX launch of the Europa project, where they're sending something to one of the moons of Jupiter. And allegedly, they had one of their first try of landing a booster rocket back into the arms of their launch pad, not on the boat, but one of their big rocket boosters landing back in the launch pad, being held in the arms of Mechazilla. This is fake. It's 100% fake, and I'm going to show you right now why. So this account posted these videos on X and tagged SpaceX in it, and it's being posted as if this person was there and recorded this. We just witnessed human history in the making at SpaceX Starship base. Interplanetary space-bearing civilization, let's go. All right. So talking about how impressive it is, well, let's watch those videos, shall we? So here's the first video of the takeoff. Watch closely.
I get the video.
It's okay.
All right, the rocket's taking off, supposedly.
People are filming it.
It's going slow as fuck, for one thing. No, that don't look right.
It's fighting gravity, bro. It's fighting hard.
Shit. That motherfucker should have been gone in a split second. I'm still looking at it.
It's like some crack rocks cooking.
Okay, now they're moving their camera, so you can't really tell how fast.
I'd like to know why this guy down in front filming the rocket launch doesn't have a rocket in the screen of his phone.
That's true.
What is this guy recording? Because it isn't a rocket launch. You can't even see the smoke plume in the phone. I mean, clearly what this guy's recording is not what we're seeing in the background of this video. So now let's take a look at the landing of the booster rocket.
Look at these fucking idiots clapping. What the fuck are they there for?
Once again, look at these phones of the people recording the alleged landing of the rocket booster. What are they looking at? Because they're not looking at the same thing that we're looking at. Where is the flame from the rocket? Where is the rocket? Where is Mechazilla, the thing that's supposed to catch the rocket? It's not even the same scene. Blatantly obvious fake video. Why would they have to fake this if it's real? Why would an average person on Twitter have to fake this video and post it and tag SpaceX as if it's real? This was allegedly filmed from the Isla Blanca State Park, which is about roughly 5 miles as the crow flies from the SpaceX launch facility. Now, if you go to the SpaceX website, they describe that you can see the launch pad from the beach. However, it's public, but they don't think it's going to be public for very much longer because of the safety concerns related to launches and landings. I'm sure it's just so dangerous. And of course, there is also a village there, the Boca Chica Village. But of course, that's owned mostly by SpaceX to house employees. And they also don't know how much longer these other roads that are close to the base will be open to the public for you to get your viewing in. But this guy was able to get it from the Isla Blanca, which is actually a very limited access area. So do you live there? How did you get there? Who are the people there that are filming from this island? And more importantly, why are you unable to center the rocket in the frame of your phone when you're making a video? Not once, but twice.
Yeah. I think those are interesting points. I think she's alluding to the fact that the people filming are probably SpaceX employees.
Of course. Where is that? Do you know exactly where the launch pad's at? Like the SpaceX? Where is that? All right. I did see that video, though. And the first thing I thought, I'm talking about the landing. It just looked like when they launched it, the landing was just, all they did was put it in rewind. You know what I mean? That was the impression I got.
Like was the takeoff just in reverse.
Yeah, that's the impression I got.
So the Boca Chica launch pad is in Cameron County, Texas.
Okay.
Boca Chica. Yeah. So, but they have different launch pads all over the country. So this is just one of them. Okay. But yeah, that is fucking interesting. Like, why isn't it on the phones that are filming this launch? Just kind of fucking interesting, man. I don't know. Yeah. You know, Elon's all over, you know, with the Trump thing and all this stuff. And he does make some kind of interesting, cool tech.
Yeah, but
maybe he sold himself to the whole NASA cabal, you know, and has to push this agenda that that space is real and all this shit. I don't know.
I've been saying this.
Trust him.
I've been saying this forever. If he's not in with the military industrial complex, who the fuck is letting, just because you got a lot of money, who the fuck is letting a civilian put fucking satellites in space? Get the fuck out of here. That compromises national security. He's not even from America. Who the fuck would let him put satellites up if he wasn't in with somebody? You know what I mean? He's not who he says he is.
Yeah, he's talked about, you know, like why he doesn't launch outside of the USA. And it's because he has to conform to the military. You know, like he can't, like if he launches from another country, that's considered almost like an intercontinental missile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they need to control it and keep it within the United States so that it doesn't seem like that.
I mean, he's got money, so that's,
I know, and he,
that's what it's all about. This
he can prove everything, but I don't know why he doesn't. I wish he would.
This is a corporatocracy, man. So if you got money, you're the politician. These people that act like they're the politicians, they really ain't. At least right now. I don't know. If we get Trump in there, it seems like it might be different, but who knows?
I don't know, man. Going with what you're saying, doesn't Elon have more money than Trump? So
yeah.
Trump is just Elon's puppet to further push his agenda?
It depends.
The agenda of the cabal?
I mean, Trump was saying he was going to get rid of the intelligence agencies and all that shit. But then he turned around and hired took J.D. Vance as his vice president, who's in with fucking Peter Thiel, who runs Pelletier. which is a surveillance company that supplies goods to the fucking FBI and CIA and all the rest of them, you know? So I don't fucking know. I just want to go. I just want to be a sovereign citizen, go live in the woods and not fucking interact with society.
Yeah.
Wait a minute here. I got some. All right. So I was reading something, right? It's somebody was like, what was the most, I forget where I seen it, but somebody was like, I seen the most adult thing on a cartoon. And I'm like, all right, what's this? So,
Scrooge McDuck?
No.
No, okay.
I think this was in Europe or some shit. But it was a cartoon with a chameleon who couldn't control his colors changing. And on the cartoon, they called it reptile dysfunction. Like, what the fuck? Them kids don't know what the fuck they're talking about, you know?
It's funny as hell, dude, because a couple years ago, so my daughter was younger. I don't know what my wife and I were talking about, but she said something about me, and she's like, yeah, that's why you have, you know, erectile dysfunction. And then my daughter said, what? Reptile dysfunction? She said the exact same thing. Yeah, that is funny as fuck. I think that's an easy, I can see how a child could see it like that.
Yeah.
If you don't really mess around with the word erection, your mind doesn't really jump to that, but it jumps to reptiles.
Yeah, I get it. It's funny, but it's just funny how they sneak shit like that in. Like, have you ever, we might already talked about this on the podcast, but Toy Story, the blowjob scene. Are you familiar with that?
No. Blowjob scene.
All right, you can see it, right? Look.
Yeah. See,
they're all looking up, and you see the shadow. The chick's blowing.
Yeah, I see.
And all the little fucking toys are looking up like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I see that.
They sneak it in. It's like subliminal messaging. They've been doing that in Disney for years.
Yep.
Bunch of fucking pedophiles. Oh, how the fuck did I even get on that subject? What the fuck? How did we get started on that?
Wow. Dude, we're not recording, right?
Yeah, now we are.
Gotcha.
So, whatever happened with the second moon? Did you pay any attention to that shit? It was supposed to happen in September.
No, I really didn't. I didn't really see anything afterwards, really, about it.
I don't know, man.
I've been seeing with this comet that recently went by, there's people that got dressed up in one of those blow-up, like, T-Rex costumes.
Oh, fuck.
And, the fucking dinosaurs looking up and you see the fucking comet streaking. And they're like, oh shit, it's happening again.
I don't believe any of that shit. I think it's all bullshit.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe in these Aurora Borealis lights. And we talked about it last episode. I mean, you couldn't see them unless you used your camera, and it had to be like, on some fucking special setting. I don't know. I mistrust us.
I was listening to Graham Hancock today on Joe Rogan. And so he's like, I don't know what you would call him, like an investigative archaeologist type of dude. But I don't know if he's, I don't know what kind of education he has, but he fucking travels all around, goes to all these sites and shit. And none of the archaeologists want to listen to what he has to say, the top archaeologists, because he goes against the grain. You know what I'm saying? So all they do is fucking, you know, talk shit about this dude. And his wife is a photographer. She takes pictures of it. And they prove the shit, but then everybody shoots him down.
Yeah, he's got a really nice series on the on Netflix called Ancient Apocalypse. And he was going to American sites, and they prevented him from filming at Serpent Mount.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
Who did?
Like the people that run the place.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's like a tourist site or what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit to begin with.
They limited what he could do. I don't think they barred him completely, but they gave him some issues. And it's because, like you say, he was going against the grain. And his perspective makes a lot more sense than theirs.
Right.
Like you said, they turned this ancient site into a tourist site. So they cut down trees. They made it look a lot different than it really would have looked like back then.
Yeah.
You know, and he points that out.
Yeah, it's bullshit. This shit's been going on forever, man. It's like,
yeah, I mean,
how old is the Smithsonian? They're the original fucking dickheads that fucking hide all the fucking giant bones and shit and whatever else they're hiding. You got the Smithsonian, the Vatican. I don't know, man. Once somebody gets a little bit of power, they don't want to let that power go. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Well, I'm the head archaeologist and I'm one of the leading archaeologists. And if somebody discovers something that I didn't discover, then you know what I mean? Like, they're just a bunch of assholes.
I mean, one of the sites that I've been reading, not reading a lot about, but I've been seeing pop up is Göbekli Tepe in Turkey.
Yeah.
It was a settlement inhabited like 9500 BCE. And it's one of the most ancient sites, and it's ruins. And they were, you know, archaeologists were digging it up, you know, trying to find out information. And now they're conserving it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No more digging. Let's not find out the truth. Or we found out enough that we don't want you guys to know what's up.
Right.
And I really think that that's what's going on.
He was also talking about these cave paintings and shit like that. And it would be a dude between two, like, felines or tigers or whatever. And it was discovered in Turkey. It was discovered like multiple places, but it was the same fucking thing, but it was like thousands and thousands of years old. So it's like, you know, did they have like fucking, how did that shit travel? You know what I'm saying? Cause it was the same painting. Did they have social media? And then
yeah,
there
was
some
meme.
Huh?
It was a meme.
right. Meme. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. Fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fuck, there was something else.
All right. So, I don't know what made this pop in my head, but Julio's about to start coughing.
Sparking up.
Take a hit.
What strain this is.
Take a big one. Take a big hit. Smoking that shit. But anyway, well, anyway. All right, that's enough. Wow. That's enough.
Wow.
All right, take it easy.
This is the one I put extra. Oh my gosh.
Put extra what?
I guess I was playing Russian roulette with these joints. This is the...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have like five of them, and one of them had some hash in it. This is the one.
Hashish. Ah, oh, you fucking hippie. You fucking hippie.
Hey, goes out to the general.
All hey, right.
Clem.
Right. What's up, Clem and General? Fupa. Oh, yeah. She, I forgot. She messaged me and they want to do another show. But they're not going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. What do you want to do next week?
It'll have to be Sunday or Monday.
Let's try next Sunday, early Sunday. I know you don't like getting up Sunday, but
they probably want to do it at nighttime.
I know, but that's not possible. I'll be fucking hammered. I'll do their fucking karaoke at nighttime, but I'm not gonna do a podcast and get fucking drunk.
Damn.
But anyway, we'll figure it out. I'm going to message her back and see if she wants to do it Sunday morning. So, we were fucking kicking it and partying. This is back in the day. And it was just fucking weird. It popped in my head. I don't know why. And I always thought Willie Nelson had like kind of a shitty voice. What do you think?
No, I like it. I like it. Sounds good for what he does.
Yeah, it's decent. But so we're sitting around drinking and fucking smoking and whatever, and for it, we started talking about people's singing voices, right? And this black dude's like, Willie Nelson's got the greatest singing voice of all time. Like, what the fuck you talking about? He's like, what? You don't hear it? I'm like, no, man, I don't. I'm what do you think? I don't understand. Especially coming from a black dude. Like, I just don't get it.
You know, I can see how some people would think that. I mean, his voice has gravity to it, you know, like gravitas. And it's very unique. I think he's always sounded and looked the same exact way. He's always sounded and looked old, even back like 40 years ago.
I know. He looked like he was fucking 80, like back in the 80s. What the fuck?
But I do love his music with the Highwaymen more than his solo career. And I think we talked about it when Kris Kristofferson died. That leaves only Willie Nelson alive from the supergroup, the Highwaymen. You know, first went Waylon Jennings, who was the dam builder. Then went Johnny Cash, who was the pilot. And then went Kris Kristofferson, who was the sailor in the song. And the only one left is the Highwaymen. Willie Nelson.
The pothead. I'll tell you what, man. When fucking Johnny Cash went, when he did that last song from, was it Nine Inch Nails or whatever?
Yeah.
That was fucking kind of pathetic. Like, I don't know. I don't think that should have happened. Somebody should have put a stop to it. You know what I mean? It was sad to see.
Yeah, I can respect that. Yeah, there's some artists that I'm like, just stop. Like, I don't want to see you, like, half dead on stage. Like, Frankie Valli's getting a lot of shit.
What? He's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude,
he's, like, 90 years old, and he's on stage, like, just like a corpse. He looks like he looks as happy being on stage as Jimmy Carter looks, you know, going to vote for Kamala.
Right.
You know, like, I don't want to see that guy. I want to see, like, the image that I have in my head, and I think they got to quit at some point.
So basically, Jimmy Carter is a white dude for Harris, right? That's terrible.
That is.
I can't believe he's still alive. I don't know what the fuck's going on in this world.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm at that point in my life, I think somebody should take pity on me and just end it. Like, yeah. I'm not doing anything but shitting my diaper, barely eating, and being a nuisance.
Right.
I mean, some people might say that that's what I'm already doing, and I agree.
When I get, hey, I don't want to go to a home. I don't want nobody taking care of me. I'd rather just fucking go die somewhere, you know? Or, you know. I'd rather die in fucking gunfire, to be honest, but I can't do that right now. I got a family to take care of.
They should have like a special force of the army. Like, these are just the fodder to the cannons. You know, like, people like you, you know, like old people just saying, like, I'm done with this shit. Fuck it. I want to go epically.
Right.
And, like,
I'll tell you, like, what.
Send me,
dude,
like, send
when
me
I...
on a research project, like, all the way into space. I'm going to die anyways. Like, test a rocket, like a brand new rocket engine, and put me in it. Like, I'm 99 years old, you know, and I'm sitting in there. If it blows up, what do we got to lose?
Don't listen, dude.
Fighter pilot.
When I was in, so this would have been probably like 6 or 7 years ago. We were switching vehicles. And, so there was a giant fucking rebuild in the plant that I work in. And so we had to shut down for like 3 or 4 months or some shit like that. And I got so fucking bored. Of course, I was drinking every night. I fucking called a recruiter. And I'm like, hey, man, can I fucking, I want to go back into the National Guard or the Reserves or some shit. And he went back and looked at my records and shit. And he's like, man, you just missed it by like a couple years, but you can't. I'm like, man, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, coming back closer to home. Did you hear about this UFO that people caught on film in downtown Toledo?
What? No, I ain't heard about it.
Yeah, so I'll share the video with you, but it's by the High Level Bridge or the Veterans one.
Is that the one that has lights and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you
good.
Can see speaking.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I don't know, just because it's close to home. But look at this fucking light in the center.
Yeah, that looks like that could be like a laser pointer or some shit.
Yeah, a lot of people have brought up different theories that it's light refraction, the usual shit. But I don't know. If somebody knows anything more about it, let us know.
Yeah. All right, you got anything else?
What about the you see the clip of Uncle Barry talking to Uncle Joe?
Yeah, that's fucking fake.
What?
Come on, dude. They got fucking You can make videos now like that. That's not real. I know what you're talking about. One of my buddies at from work, the black dude that I argue with about Aladdin, he sent me the fucking the clip because he thought it was funny, but it's fucking deep fake, man. God, it, you never, it's getting so out of control anymore with people. Nah, I don't think it's real at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody had like a lip reader or something. Read Barack's lips and Joe Biden's lips.
No, I don't think it's true.
You ever hear about this thing about how you never hear about an A-list celebrity being stuck in traffic in L.A.?
No? Well, they don't. I don't know, but what are you getting at?
That they travel on secret highways and secret tunnels.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, who knows? And then the latest endorsement, for Trump has been something that might be right up your alley. I actually agree with it. Check this one out. Hold on.
All right, everyone. November 5th, election mania. Choice is yours.
Turn it up.
And Trump, Kane, and The Undertaker.
That's as loud as it goes.
All right, everyone. November 5th, election mania. Choice is yours. You can go with President Trump, Kane, and The Undertaker, or you can take...
Oh, The Undertaker. All right, so The Undertaker is endorsing Trump. Should be an easy choice. What do you mean right up my alley? That's right up your alley. I don't fucking watch pro wrestling. You know that.
I get it.
I told you, my dad fucking caught me watching pro wrestling when I was a little kid. Fucking checked my ass like, what the fuck? He goes, you know that shit's fake, right? I'm like, no, it ain't. He's bleeding. He just shook his head. He goes, you're something else. You know that?
He also schooled you on the Village People.
Right.
Yeah. All
right. Is that it? You ready to wrap it up or what?
Yeah, I'm ready to wrap it up, but so the other topic, the latest one is that that Liam Payne guy from One Direction.
Oh, I don't follow boy bands like you do. You know his name, for Christ's sakes.
Oh yeah, because I'm fucking reading it on the screen, bro. Oh.
I mean, but... I know who fucking Donnie Wahlberg is only because everybody says I look like him.
But there's a, you know, like he jumped out of a balcony in some foreign South American country. I forget which one.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things is, and I think we talked about this in their show.
Did he die?
Is that it, yeah.
Okay.
And it's mysterious. And so we talked about this on the show. In order to make it in Hollywood, you have to fucking be humiliated. And Cat Williams talks about this.
Every
actor has to wear a dress. Madea, Martin Lawrence. I can't think of a white guy right now. I'm sorry.
John Cena racist. Had to do his fucking nudity thing.
Yeah, John Cena. Yeah.
Who else? What other white guy? Dresses.
Harry Styles from One Direction, which is the same band that this guy was in. So... I mean, he's got a girlfriend and everything, you know, a real woman and everything, but could he have been killed because he didn't conform?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. We'll find out.
They're kind of out of the loop, aren't they? One Direction? Nobody listens to that shit anymore.
No, but the interesting part is the person that discovered them, Simon Cowell, just stepped down from the board of America's Got Talent or whatever shit.
Wait a minute. What was his original show?
one of those music discovery shows.
Yeah. Oh, so One Direction came from
Simon Cowell.
What was the
one of those talent shows?
Okay. All right, I didn't know that. All right, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, shit's developing. I'm curious to find out more. If anybody knows anything more, you know, like, drop us a line.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. Did they get a hold of you about you? Are you working tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Did Tony or General get a hold of you about trying to get you to come on?
Yeah, I can't make it.
Yeah, I figured you was working.
Yeah.
I might be going on a round table with the General tomorrow, but it's at 10 o'clock at night. And I said, dude, I'll try to take a nap because I don't want to be fucked up coming on the show. I said, we'll see what happens. He goes, you'll be fine, mate.
You'll be mate, mate. Yeah. No, we're doing something Monday at 7 p.m.
Monday? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's a round table, but it'll just be, you know, hallucinogens and drugs and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I see why I wasn't in that, because I've only done it once.
Yeah, you're only going to laugh about every time we say penis envy.
Right. All right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, email us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com or give us a call and leave a voicemail at 31 Flu Frog 6. That's 31 FLU, as in the Wuhan flu.
China.
31 Flu Frog 6. And leave us a message. And Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark. The outro.